have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, Devon!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth. One is me. And the other is Godzilla.
We're safe now. No human being could understand that. The monsters on Monster Island could understand it.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Well, we messed up.
Why?
We messed up last week doing our episode the day before Godzilla Day because, listen, we had this entire, we recorded our episode, and I believe if you were to go back and listen to the episode, towards the end, we gave our, dream scenario, what would be announced, and we were both like, new live action Toho movie, not going to happen, but that'd be
never
cool.
Going to happen.
As soon as we get done recording, we look at our phones, and we're like, oh, they announced the new Godzilla movie.
No, and that's what the crazy thing was, literally, when, after we kind of hit, in record, in broadcast, like we sit and chat for a bit and look at toys and stuff. It came out really during that time. We were that close. Yeah. But you know what? The cool thing is, though, the kaiju karma gods treated us better. Knowing that happened, there was some late breaking news right before we went on today.
Yeah, there was.
It's probably not as big.
It's not.
Still pretty big, though. So maybe we can throw that in the news section. So we'll be recording right when that news broke. So, it helps get rid of the sting a little bit. But hey, by the way, you're looking good today. Wear that shirt. It's amazing.
Thank you. So is yours. I'm so happy about this Marisan Toys shirt that we got.
Thank you,
here.
Monster Patrol.
Monster Patrol put these pre-orders up, a month ago or something like that. And, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And, I love it.
The dark side and the light side, just like we drew it up, man.
I'm jealous that I didn't buy them both. Did you get them both?
I did. I did. I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
They're both awesome.
They are.
Yeah. And it's another cool thing to wear just at toy shows and things like that.
Right. Because it's like, that's how you spot, you can't say, you're like, oh, that guy knows what's up.
He's
got a Marisan.
Then it's like, and you see that person, you follow him around cause he'll know where the good booths are. So like,
I got to find it before they do.
Oh man. Good to see you again though. Good to see you again.
Yeah, man. You too.
It's funny because we did record the day before Godzilla Day, it made this episode easy for us. Like, hey, what do you want to talk about? Yeah. There was so much.
We had to do no work this week. we got off, we got done recording. We usually are doing this kind of late. And I think it was probably 11:30 or 12 or something like that. And Godzilla Day was already happening, over there. So I watched one of the shorts before I went to bed that night. I was like up kind of late and I was like, oh, this is out. I guess I'm watching Gigan Rex right now. It was like 1 a.m. and I'm just watching it on my couch. It was awesome.
And then it haunted your dreams the rest of the night.
I've watched it every day.
I know. It's so good. But hey, real quick, before we get into kind of like the intro and like just kind of talking about stuff and pickups and news and all that, sad news broke. Yeah. And I know it broke yesterday, but it was a couple days delayed, I believe. The great writer, director of Godzilla versus Biollante, of Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, and basically wrote and directed 4 or 5 of the Heisei films, the great Kazuki Amori passed away, age 70, battled with leukemia. So sad. And I know for you, obviously, Godzilla versus Biollante is right up there. Like, it's in your Mount Rushmore of
it's
kaiju films. Yep. And so that's a bummer. And obviously a huge, I mean, the Heisei series wouldn't be the Heisei series without his work and his time on the in the series and the franchise. So very, very sad.
Yeah, I agree. It sucks. His work, Godzilla versus Biollante, even though it's the second film in the Heisei, it kind of set the ground for what that series was going to be. And I think it's, maybe the best Godzilla film ever made. So it's a bummer. Going to have to watch it this weekend.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people on social media doing just that. I mean, it's, you know, that's not a bad thing. It's one that should be in all of our regular rotations anyway. But that's a sad one. But you know, thanks to him for everything he did, because it, you know, helped
just,
you know, elevate our fandom and augment our fandom with Godzilla, especially during that series. So sad times.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
We go into nicer, happier happier things.
What do you want to do first here? Well, there's so much. Ooh. Well, we're going to save the news, but
we'll save the news.
I'm guessing you got some pickups.
I do. And you know, it's funny. Actually, I can dovetail that nicely. So we talked about it last week or last recording. I did a big show with Toku Toy Town in Plano. The Retro Expo is awesome show. And some of my pickups actually came from there. Actually, two of them did. And I have a very
from your own table,
not from my own table. No, these are from other folks. And I have a very, for me, I would say, you know, most of my weekly pickup sessions are a lot of, you know, kind of Sifubi from Marathon and Metacom and Marmot and those guys. No Sifubi to talk about, no Sofubi, and some really random stuff. So it's great.
Sometimes that's the best stuff.
Yeah, but the show was really fun, and you know what? I think you would have really dug it. Not only did we get some of like the cool like folks in the kaiju community that I've engaged with both in person and at these toy shows online, you know, the Gordon and Ryan, good to see you guys again. They're good buds. Love those guys. But also got to meet some like everything from like some indie toy makers in the area. So Ron over at Spandex Toys, I actually got picked up something from him. He was awesome to meet. Really, 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 really smart guy. Alex from Black Market, who I've known for a bit, met him at a toy show a while ago. His kaiju shop is taking off. Black Market, a local shop here. Really, really cool. I got to meet a really cool guy named Joe and his son, and he was a big YHS on Monster Island fan. He was really cool. Yeah, and a nice guy. I met a guy named Shane, who is a really cool dude. He's come to a couple of these toy shows. Kyle and his wife were really cool. They came, they bought some cool stuff. They both were wearing pink, and they bought a Marathon 450 pink Adora. I was like, awesome. You guys are on theme. And then, of course, Chaz, really cool guy named Chaz. He is starting his own toy company, Chaz Bro Toys, which I thought was genius. But he was showing me, and I won't share the details because I know can't share that stuff yet. But he has, he's a designer and stuff, and he showed me some of the preliminary models and stuff for his toy that he's coming out, his indie toy, designer toy, and it is awesome. It's called Star Monkey Go. It is really cool. Like I feel like it's one of those cool designer toys that you could put it with some like retro Shogun toys and it would look totally cool, or with some like Bear Brick and Metacom toys, and it would look very cool there too. Like it's a really neat piece. I can't wait till that kind of comes to fruition. Noah was another guy. I finally got to meet him. We've been exchanging some emails back and forth. Really cool dude. And just it just is so fun. And now that I've done enough of these shows and a couple of this same toy show, meeting that crew and just seeing them and stuff, it's really, really neat. Such great people. But going back to the pickups, I met Ron when I was setting up, because him and his wife were setting up their booth, and they're both makers. And the first pickup, you'll love this one, because I know you love Ultra Q, you love Garamon, Pigmon.
Oh boy.
He does these kind of kit toys, mashups. He'll do things like custom like Lego figures, custom silicone, small little Sfubis. Look at this guy. Pick this up. Look at this. A little Garamon with his Ultra Q card backing. Red, purple, and blue little silicone Garamon here. Little like, you know, 2-inch figure. The back of the pack is so cool. It's like behind the scenes at Ultra Q with Tamagon and Ragon and Garamon. But this was really cool. This was from Spandex Toys. Go check those guys out on Instagram. They have really cool stuff. And Ron is a really, really knowledgeable guy. Really enjoyed talking with him for a few hours during pickup. Now, I think my coolest pickup of the week also came from the toy show. And I wouldn't even known that this booth existed if it wasn't for Chaz and Alex and some folks that were hanging out and chatting with me about it. There was a guy. And, you know, like all booths at toy shows kind of have themes to some degree. Like mine's mostly Sofubi. Some do like action figures, or there might even be like a Star Wars. This dude just had vintage robots. No specific license, or not like a style
just
of
all
robot.
Over the place robots.
There was everything from like 1980s like Alfie kids robots to like really cool 50s tin toys and everything. But he had one, and they told me about this, and I was like, that sounds cool. And then I waited, and my wife was working the booth with me, and I said, you know what, Shelly, you need to stay here. I got to go check this out. This just sounds stupid.
It was weighing on me.
And it was so cool. This is from the 1970s. It's from a Japanese company called KY Toys, and it's a little robot, and it does tie to Kaiju. I'll show you in a second. Here's the box. How cool is this box? Little cardboard
Very cool.
box there.
Yeah.
But here's the guy, and it'll be hard to see here. He has a little lenticular screen.
He's watching Ultraman?
Yeah, he's a TV robot, and it's a little Ultraman, and there's a Kaiju. I'm using air quotes with Ultraman because it's not licensed Ultraman. Yeah. But the cool thing is the screen is actually on a swivel. So when you turn him on, when you wind him up and he walks, the screen actually swivels back and forth, and it's lenticular technology. So you'll see the Kaiju and and Ultraman. See, like there, like that. Yep. And it's so cool. I'm sorry for the noise on there. That's the wind up it mechanism.
It's okay.
But yeah, it's like a off brand Ultraman and off brand kind of like, I don't know if that's a Gomera or some type of dinosaurian creature there, but it's so cool. And I was like, I gotta have this. I'm not showing up really great on the camera there, but I promise it's working. But yeah, so I love that. So those are my pickups from the toy show.
Those are cool.
Very neat. Very cool. The other one, not a toy, but a very cool and important piece. And I know yours is coming. We got from our Kickstarter, we got Kaiju Ramen Volume 1 in.
Whoa.
With the beautiful cover by Matt Frank there.
Yeah.
So our good friends over at Kaiju Ramen and all the 19 podcasts that they run, you know, Henshin Men and Power Trip and all that good stuff.
Mine hasn't shown up yet, but it was my fault. I found out that apparently at some point I was supposed to fill out a survey on the Kickstarter and I never did that. And I didn't get a book because of it.
Gotcha.
My fault, but it's on the list.
Yeah, definitely not Michael or Travis's fault. But super pumped. This is so well done. It's beautiful. It's well made. And I know it took a little bit longer. Yeah, I know it took a little bit longer than they wanted to, but I'm glad that they got it right and feel good about it. They should. Very beautiful. Guys, go buy Kaiju Ramen. They are so awesome. And then the last thing you'll get a kick out of, because I've been talking about I'm capping my Defo collection, my X Plus Defo collection, and I got the final piece in, and nothing else can fit on the shelf. So here he is. Waking up from Sitopia and rising up. There he is, Megalon. Yeah, so he fits in there perfectly. Beautiful. I love it. He's so funny with the oversized arms and head. Like, I don't know. Some reason he looks even more awesome. He's so cool. Beautifully done. Love it. I mean, they do great stuff. I love the eyes because they have like the segmented eyes, but the casing, the plastic casing sticks out a little bit. So the orb of the eye is inside. There's a little bit of a gap there, and it looks really cool. But yeah, they did wonderful stuff. So, you know, weird pickups. I got a 1970s robot, a bootleg Garamon from the guys over at Spandex Toys, an X Plus Defo reel, and a Kickstarter magazine from Kaiju Ramen.
Did you get one other thing?
Did I?
Maybe something that's a poster.
Oh. I knew you were going to bring it up because I've been debating whether I say it or not, because it supports something that I feel bad, because when you whine and you cry and you bitch and you moan, sometimes you get your way. And that's what happened to me, Jay. That's what happened to me. So last episode, I was like so sad. And I think just the raw emotion and just how just downtrodden I was for not having the great Tom Whalen's Mothra versus Godzilla print, which is truly still my favorite one.
It's beautiful.
You never know who's listening. And he was like, I can't hear this guy whine anymore. So he reaches out. We're able to make it happen. And it arrived. It's not up yet. I'm waiting for the frame to arrive.
Yeah.
But I got it. The Tom Whalen Mothra versus Godzilla print. I'm so pumped. I even found a way to hang things on a angled wall. So it's going to go up like when you walk into the room, it's going to be the first thing that you see. It's going to be right above right above some of these Godzilla shells right up here. So I'm super pumped. And I went with the blue one, which was the one with the English language one, which I like that one. The purple one is great too.
I think the blue one is the one I have too. I always try to pick, I have one of every single poster he's put out, except for the last one because I forgot and it sold out. Oh,
Mechagodzilla
really too. I didn't get Mechagodzilla. It sold out on me and I didn't think about it.
Whine and cry and bitch about it.
But one thing I always do is like, I'm like, all right, which one do I like better? I got to pick one. And it's not always the variant and it's not always the regular one. So I have some that are in the English and some that are in the Japanese.
Well, I had a hard time. I really liked him. It was like 51%, 49% the other.
They're so good. They're both so good. Yeah, they're always – there's never like a clear, oh, this one's way better. It's always like, ugh.
But I did the not proverbial coin flip. I did a literal coin flip. To determine it, because I was like, whichever one I pick, I'm going to second guess if I make the decision. So we'll let this piece of currency make the decision. I'm happy and I'm so pumped. Thank you, Tom. If you still listen, maybe last week was your last time, but if you still listen, thank you. I'm super pumped and you never know, wacky pickups. I do think next time we record, I'll have more of a traditional J.
Yeah.
Group of pickups.
But, I like a weird pickup here and there. It's nice.
Look at this guy. I mean, like, this is amazing. Like, I don't collect vintage robots, but like, I kind of want to now.
You stop at 50. But
Stop at 50. Stop at 50. But yeah, so that was like what I got. How about you, man?
I got one thing. I got one thing, and this one thing that I got, I had you help me find it. After last recording. As soon as we got him recording, I was like, Jake, can you help me find one of these? We scoured the internet. We were looking, and then we found somebody selling one on a group. So I got this beautiful Audrey 2 Sifubi. This thing's awesome, dude.
It looks so cool.
It looks so good. It's one of my favorite pieces. I can't stop. It's been sitting in the living room just so I can stare at it all the time. One of the things I love about it is that the mouth – closes.
I love that sound too.
My only complaint with this figure, and it's something that I've never seen another one of these in life before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is a every Audrey 2 figure or if I got sold one with a defect and didn't get told about it. So I don't know. But the mouth is loose. It doesn't like I can't push it up and it stay up.
Okay.
If I push it all the way, it stays up. There's no in between. It's that or it's that. I can't. It just feels like it's got a really loose joint, and that could be how they are all made, or it could have gotten worn out or messed up or something, and I could have maybe not been told about it in order to sell a figure. I don't know. I don't want to. I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, but this is a beautiful toy.
Yeah, I love it. It is a showstopper. I mean, it is beautiful. And I mean, I can't wait to put that next to some of your Biollante stuff. You can have the ultimate plant battle.
Yeah, dude. I could do a whole plant detolf probably. I got enough other Audrey 2 stuff that this, I needed it. This is my only pickup.
That's a good one. But I know I'm excited for when they come in. I don't know what the shipping schedule.
Look at
but
the mouth, dude. I know the colors are in there.
The colors are ridiculous. Yeah. But I do know that you bought some things.
I did.
So I'm excited to when those come in because those will be pretty heavy hitters.
It should 100% be here by the time we record again. I'm hoping. I don't know how quick. I haven't gotten a shipping confirmation yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming I will tomorrow. And I'm assuming I'll have it next week some point.
Cool. I'm pumped. Those are cool. I'm excited to see those just and get like a in-person legit review from you, like just kind of see like how good they are. A little tease there.
Yeah, some stuff coming. I guess we could do what did we watch? It's part of the news, I guess.
Well, you know,
how do you want to do it? What do you want to do next?
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, we can how about this? Let's do some of the non Godzilla Day news.
Okay. So and, maybe we'll knock out some of the toy reveals.
Yeah,
and stuff. Sure.
And then
those are fun because we got pictures.
And we got pictures. Oh, but before that, kind of the first news article, not related to Godzilla Day, was, and I don't think we have to spend too much time on it because
you're talking about the thing from today.
No. Well, that we can talk about that too. Actually, probably talk more about that than this. But was the official release of the title for the next Godzilla and Kong one? Godzilla and Kong.
Godzilla and Kong. What a dumb title. Cool.
Do you think it'll stick? That was my one question. Do you think that's going to be the actual title?
I wonder if there's going to be more to it. Godzilla and Kong.
Something.
Battle for the something or something. You know what I mean? Something. I don't know. It's just... It's like the last, I see what they're doing. The last one was Godzilla versus Kong. So we're like, oh, they're friends now. It's Godzilla and Kong.
They're collabing.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'm excited at any bit of Godzilla news. I'm not rolling my eyes at it, but it's a weird title.
Yeah, very much so. Or boring. I don't know. Boring might just be.
Boring's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I'm optimistic like you that we'll get a little bit more pizzazz to the title, maybe. But we'll see. I don't think it matters. It's gonna be
it doesn't
keep
matter.
It simple for the people, keep it simple for us Americans. But then we can talk about the news that just broke.
Sure.
Netflix Gamera, what,
coming out
hell?
Of nowhere. What, yeah, like hell? Half an hour ago. I thought it was fake at first. I saw it on Twitter and I was like, oh, is this fake? I had to go and look it up from another source because it had just dropped. Yeah, Netflix is doing a Gamera movie, I guess, or possibly a show. It didn't say. There's a small 15-second teaser, some glimpses of a, very CGI animation Gamera, and it's called Gamera Rebirth, I think.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Gamera movie in, I don't know, 20 years or something.
Yeah,
it feels like that. I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a long time since there's been Gamera.
It's insane. I mean,
when did Gamera the Brave come out? Like 1990 something?
2000, something like that.
Yeah, that's it. That was the last thing.
Because the other trilogy is what, 95, 96, something. It's nuts. And I mean, just think about it. We have an active legendary MonsterVerse Godzilla Kong stuff we have on film, but we also have an Apple Plus show coming out. We have the Kong animated series. We have a Toho Godzilla movie coming out. We have we just got an Ultraman movie. We're getting a Kamen Rider movie, and we're getting these amazing Godzilla shorts, which we'll talk about today. Now we're getting a Gamera anime, and we just got last year got a Singular Point anime for Godzilla. We have content. This
we're
is amazing.
Living in it. Yeah, we're living in the best time right now.
I know. We're just not going back and reviewing Showa era movies. Not that I would have anything against that. That would be amazing. But for a while there, that's all the podcast could do, because it was like, let's review movies. It's insane. I'm excited for the Gamera run. I think you and I are probably on the same page here, the same wavelength. Do I wish it was a live action? Of course. I think we're always going to go that way. But I'm excited that that they can do some really funky stuff with an anime, and I hope it's more Singular Point than anime trilogy of Godzilla. But we'll see. It's better than not having any Gamera.
Yeah, I needed Gamera in my life. He's back, so I'm gonna be happy with it.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm sure we'll talk about that as more kind of stuff leaks out. But let's talk toys. I think while I pull up some of these slides. I think the big one we don't have pictures for is this weekend, my birthday weekend. I wish I was going to it. Designer Con.
Yeah.
Holy buckets, man. The list of vendors, and I say vendors, inclusive of toy makers and toy retailers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have your Super Sevens and your Mondos, but you have, your Metacoms, Marathon, Monster Patrol there, Creature Bazaar. One of our local guys, Michael Morse, his awesome toys. He does the big Boji. He's going to be there. Rocom's there. There's going to be a ton of Death Jaguars there.
Listen, I just have to say what Rocom's doing for anybody who doesn't know.
Insane.
Rocom is putting out six Death Jaguar figures that are based on other pre-existing figures. There's a Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Ultraman.
The best.
There's a He-Man one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Luke Skywalker one. And they're amazing.
They're amazing.
They are, like, go to their Instagram. They've posted pictures. They're one-offs. There's only one of each.
Yeah.
And they're selling them at DesignerCon. And when I saw the Ultraman looks amazing. Even the fucking, like, I don't care about Ghost Rider, but the Ghost Rider Death Jaguar looks awesome.
I want
Luke Skywalker, though.
This might piss off some of our comics fans and Marvel fans and Ghost Rider fans and stuff, but Ghost Rider Death Jaguar is way cooler than Ghost Rider by himself.
100% agreed.
But isn't that, did you mean that line? There's 700 vendors.
I'm glad I'm not going.
Sunglasses is there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it if I walked in and Max Toy Co's there. If I walked in and Marisan or Sunguts or Medicom or Rocom is the first table I go, I leave. You're after
done.
That. I'm done. I'm tapped out.
I don't even want to see the rest.
Oh, I know. That's one of those. I think it is. You're right. I mean, I know you said it in jest, but like, I really think like it's one of those things that might be so perfect for like what I would like to do. I don't know if I want to go. I think it might be overwhelming. I don't think I can handle it. It looks pretty awesome. So there's that. But then, oh yeah, let's pull up some of these. We also, we broadcasted right before Godzilla Day. We also broadcasted right before Superfest. Superfest Extra Volume 5. So let's talk about some of those amazing reveals. Here we go. Let's start with Marisan. We got the t-shirts on. We might as well talk about them. Another Bio Goji. And I say that with the utmost respect and love because this is one of my favorite ones. Don't have it in person yet. But this beautiful black and white glow in the dark with purple dorsal spine, some purple teeth or purple mouth, I should say. This is stunning. Best Bio Goji they've released in a while. Wow, I love it.
I think it might be my favorite out of all the ones I've seen. There's something about that purple. It looks so good.
It does. It's amazing. It's almost like it's a 1989, which is your favorite Godzilla, but it has like the shin purple dorsal spine. So kind of a combo of both. It's amazing. And then the other big thing that they released were these also in the 350 line. Were these Mecha Godzillas. They're all like translucent clear vinyl, but they did a nice little splash of color with all of them where there's just, you know, a little bit of gold, a little bit of pink, a little bit of blue, the three variants. I love these. I actually think the pink one might be my favorite, but they all three are really, really cool. And their sculpt for Mecha G is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great. I love those as well. And I also think, not to just say everything you're saying, but the pink one's the best one.
Yeah. So this, I'll be honest, of all the Superfest that we've covered on the show, there were less like, oh my God, we got to have a whole show about this, right? Like there were only a few like things. And so I'm really just focused on Marisan. And then you can't talk Superfest without our buddies at X Plus. But even X Plus, I felt, though these are awesome, the kaiju sci-fi releases almost took a backseat to like the Dracula and some of the other things that they're doing, but they did talk about the next in their line of their Toho Maniacs line. So we have Matango, we have Dr. Sarazawa, and now we have two of the Mysterians that are coming out. These are cool. These are, I think, the first time we've seen them painted.
The colors are great.
They're great. These they're wonderful. And then we have, of course, from the Harryhausen Star Ace, we have Kali. So I think she looks wonderful. Like looks like it just popped right off the wall in the movie. It's amazing. And I love Golden Voyage of Sinbad. So it's hard not to just appreciate this piece.
Right. Yeah, I agree. This is all cool stuff. This one, as far as the Harryhausen Star Ace stuff goes, this one wouldn't be at the top of my list, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, the sculpt looks amazing and all X Plus are amazing, but this one has even a little extra touch of intricacy. Yeah. I love it. And then, so that was kind of Superfest, the highlights, but staying on the Marisan kick, they did. So Tokusatsu DNA, DNA of Tokusatsu, they do their big events every year. They partnered with Marisan and did a kind of a Godzilla centric pop-up. I forgot the location. I think it was in Tokyo. I forgot the specific location, but they released two new, or not two, but two cool things. One being I love the 450, the Marathon 450 Jet Jaguars. I have a clear glitter one on the shelf up there. They released this really cool one. I love it. It's kind of a dark blue, almost a navy blue type vinyl. Very cool. And then they did one of the classic Marathon Lucky Bags. So in this one, you have four unpainted figures. You have a translucent orange unpainted Titanosaurus and Mechagodzilla. You have an unpainted glow-in-the-dark Titanosaurus and an unpainted kind of a light blue, bluey-green unpainted Mechagodzilla. What a lucky bag. I love the unpainted lucky bags. And I can say that glow-in-the-dark Titanosaurus, I have to have that one. I love it. So cool.
I love the orange ones. Those orange ones look so good and shiny, and like I kind of want to eat them.
They do a great job with their translucent. So I thought that was kind of a cool, like,
these are all cool.
Yeah, very cool for a little pop up there from Tokusatsu DNA. So really cool that they're doing some more stuff outside of just their big event, which was really cool. So let's go back to X Plus. We're doing a little Marathon the Next Plus. Marathon the Next Plus. I thought you'd get a kick out of this one. I know you're a big fan of Gamera Heisei, as most of us are.
Yeah.
But X Plus, the large monster series, they did a Legion night color version, which they've done the Gamera night color version. I think this is a stunning piece. I'm not going to buy it because I only have so much room and so much money for X Plus.
Right.
But I thought this was really cool for all you Legion and Gamera fans out there.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't been seeing as enough. It's weird. It's like all of a sudden we're going to start getting a ton more Gamera stuff out of nowhere. I feel like I saw somebody very recently being like, not really complaining, but just drawing attention to the fact like, hey guys, like we're not getting all this Godzilla stuff's cool, but where's Gamera?
Where's Gamera?
Gamera's back. This is cool. Oh, yeah. This figure's awesome.
It is really cool looking. I love that night color version.
I like its eye.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like it's like glows. And I think this one you can get from the Shonen Rick site. So I think it'll be an easy one to get for a reasonable price. Now here's the one we got to talk about.
Woo!
Now, I love Star Ace. I love everything they do. This one, we know that they're Cyclops, which is up for pre-order. But this is one I thought was cool because it is a special variant based off of the Japanese Seventh Voyage of Sinbad poster. Holy moly. This is awesome.
I love it, but I feel like they could have got the color closer to the actual color.
Well, yeah.
It's a nitpick, you know, but
We don't know if this the render, though, will actually be what it looks like. I don't think they've released one in the wild.
He's a little more clay gray in the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost like he's forest green in the toy.
Yeah, so 100%, 100%.
But it's beautiful. But that's a beautiful toy. Does it come with both of the little does it come with the Sinbad and like both of those other figures? That's the deluxe
that's the deluxe version. Yep, you got it. No, what I like about it is that they're basing it off, I'm not going to say an obscure image, but you know, they've chose to do the Japanese poster version, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. It brings some it brings that like Japanese charm to it.
Yeah.
I've been like in my, when I'm looking at the Harryhausen X Plus things, like on Sideshow or whatever, it is sort of a hard decision for me when I'm buying, when like, some of them come in black and white or in color.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, the movie's in black and white. If I get it in color, it's like, that's not really what it looked like in the movie. You know what I mean? It feels weird. So I'm like, should I get the color? Should I get black and white what I'm used to? But if I get the black and white, then it doesn't really match up with the other ones, you know, if I'm going to keep buying. So just might have to tune in to see what I chose.
The correct answer is get both. And send the bill to Craig and Abby over at YHS. The last thing, speaking of sending the bills to somebody, admittedly this one is out of my price range, but this was a cool partnership that Medicom did with Bait, and it is a final scene statue from Godzilla. It is half Godzilla, you know, basically in mid deterioration from the oxygen destroyer, right? Yeah. Half of his skin is removed. The skeleton is exposed. This is an absolutely gorgeous piece, and this will set you back a cool $1,300.
Well,
it is, but it is,
hey, cool. You know what? It's too sad. I don't want to look at it.
I know.
I don't want this in my collection. I don't want to cry every time I walk into my toy room.
Yeah, but anytime we see these like huge pieces that are very expensive, you know, it's here. It's a Ghidorah. It is a Godzilla. Yeah. Like, this is cool because it is that kind of mid-death scene from 54.
It's something you don't see a lot.
Yeah, and I think it'll go really cool with, like, obviously Godzilla fans, kaiju fans, even blending over to, like, horror fans, cinema fans. Like, I think this is a really cool piece for those that just have $1,300 to spare. But anyway, I thought this was cool to mention because
I haven't seen
anything like it. And hey, it's nice timing with the Meltdown Godzilla we're getting from Super 7, too. So, like, it'll be...
Ooh, yeah, you're right. You're
One's
right.
a little bit more expensive than the other, though.
Yep.
But yeah, and this was... Oh, actually, one thing I didn't mention, that Cyclops from Star Ace, the Japanese poster version, limited to 150. So if you want it, guys, go get it.
Small number.
Yeah.
That's a small number. Holy crap.
But yeah, I thought those are some pretty cool kind of toy releases not related to Godzilla Day.
Yeah, that stuff's all cool. I want every one of those. Like, sometimes, you know, you see stuff and you're like, that ain't for me. But this stuff was all great. And I've been wanting one of those, that jet. That sculpt I really like. Yeah. I don't own any of those.
Big too.
Yeah, I need one of those.
I'm looking at him right now.
I've been thinking about how I kind of want to cool off on Jet a little bit, just because I have for a while I was buying.
You're
gonna
cool your Jets.
I'm trying to cool my Jets a little bit, so my shelf just isn't all Jet Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna wait until I get
one
of those sculpts. I don't know which one, but I want something.
You have about a month and a half, because then guess what? 50th anniversary.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, speaking of anniversaries, you know, talk a little Godzilla Day and kind of do a little rewind, recap of everything that happened on Godzilla Day. I mean, it's like, feels like it was 10 months ago. There's been so much news and so many things, but...
Well, I saw online, videos from the actual like celebration where they had people someone was in the Gigan suit fist bumping kids. And I'm just like, I want to be there. That's where I want to be. Yeah. I want to be at Godzilla Day celebration.
I know. I mean, you know what? I can't complain. I did get to go see Godzilla against Mechagodzilla in theaters.
How was that?
It was cool. And I texted you after the show, like, I thought it was neat. They played last year's short, the Godzilla versus Hedorah short, and then the making of that short, which was also like a 10-15 minutes. And it was really cool. It was great. And it just kind of, you know, prepped the crowd, got them ready to go. And hey, my theater, it was one of the smaller, a big theater. The actual theater that the movie was in was pretty small. But it was like almost sold out.
That's like pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, I missed it, and I mentioned it before. I missed it just because I had work that day. 2 hours away was the theater, and it wasn't bumming me out too much until you told me they showed the Hedorah short. I was like, oh, I would have loved to have seen that on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. We need to do like pretty soon when they have enough of these anniversaries where they're doing these shorts, you can have like a film festival of like shorts.
That'd be really cool.
Okay. So here's the thing though, that popped up, and this is the last non Godzilla Day thing that I'll talk about, but it did pop up in my head while I'm watching it. So I've always liked Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, that and Tokyo SOS. It's been fine. They're fun movies. I've never had anything bad to say about them.
Yeah.
But for some reason I started thinking, cause I was really enjoying watching it in the theater. I was really enjoying many of the parts of the film. And I'm thinking, if you had ever asked me going into that, like, what series between Millennium and Heisei do you like best? More modern. I will ignore Showa because that's always going to be my favorite. I would have never hesitated. Heisei, I like all those films, whatever. I'm not going to root for anything or say anything good about Millennium because of freaking, you know, goddamn Orga and Megaguirus. But, but then I started to think, I like Godzilla, or I like GMK better than any of the Heisei movies. And I know, like I said, I love Biollante, but to me, it's not my top five, right? It might be the number one best, well, number two behind Shin and 54, number three behind those two as the best movie. But first, self-enjoyment on that, like it's a little bit lower, probably top 10. And I started to think, like, the Heisei era, like, there's no bad films with the exception of Space Godzilla. To me, but there's no like top tier ones. And then Millennium is like the opposite. And once again, I've always, you know, been a hater kind of on the Millennium series, but GMK I've always loved. It's been one of my top two or three. And then I really do like that duology of Godzilla Gets Mechagodzilla and Tokyo SOS. Those are really good films. I think I'd probably like those as much as any of the other Heisei film or any of the Heisei films. Now you do have the two clunkers, which are two of my least favorite films, Godzilla 2000 and Mega Gearus. And then you have Final Wars, which is just a mess, but not terrible. Not the very, very bottom of my list. So I'm looking at, if you do the averages, like it's a little bit closer than you, if you'd have ever asked me before, I was like, whoa, do I like the Millennium series as much as I do the Heisei series? Do I hate myself a little bit more now?
Yeah, and, I think you should. Yeah,
I know, but like, aspect, what is my favorite Godzilla Heisei era movie? My first instinct is to say Mechagodzilla 2 or Biollante, but I don't know. Like Mothra to me is fine. Destroya is pretty good. Like it's up there, but it's probably in the top for me. Actually, more I think about it, but like 84 is fine. Like
to me the designs play a big factor. I feel like the Heisei series, the designs are so good that even though some of the movies are kind of like, oh, that was weird, I don't care because they look so good. Yep. I do like the Millennium Mechagodzillas better than the Heisei. Yep. I always thought Heisei Godzilla or Mechagodzilla was a little weird looking. He's a little clunky looking.
A little round, a little soft, yeah.
But yeah, SOS and Against Mech, I like that one. Yeah, I like him. Yeah, he's cool. Well,
yeah, Godzilla designs, it is a first round TKO. Like, I mean, the Heisei is all good Godzilla designs. And Millennium, I hate a 99 and 2000 Godzilla design. I don't like the Against Mechagodzilla and SOS Godzilla design with the chest, you know,
the weird or whatever. I don't like the Godzilla design either, but
yeah. And Final Goji, I don't like. I love the GMK design. That's really it. So if design's 100%. But on movies, I'm just sitting here, I'm like, everything that I know is wrong. Not to, you know, to paraphrase Weird Al Yankovic, everything that I know is wrong. And so I had to think about that. So it's a lot closer than I ever thought it was, because like I said, law of averages, you know, like and GMK obviously is my favorite of both of those combined. Sure. But I don't know. I started hating myself that I might give something just loosely attached to Mega Gearus a positive compliment. I just don't think it can happen. I hate that movie.
Dude, it's okay. You're having Godzilla spiritual awakenings about yourself. It's all right.
I'll blame it on the fact that I'm seeing Godzilla in a theater and it's just like, oh my gosh, stupid thought, stupid
you
thought.
You know, when I was watching the live action Godzilla versus Gigan short that came out, that was my only complaint watching it. It was like, wish they had a different Godzilla suit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I love this, but this Gigan's way better than this Godzilla.
Oh, 100%. And that's, I think it's funny because I agree. I mean, Final Goji is not one of my favorite suits, but I also thought it was kind of cool to see two different eras
against
each other. And not even like eras that are similar, right? Like, I mean, we have a Heisei in between these two.
Right.
And we have a Showa against Millennium there. I thought that was pretty cool. But I guess, hey, we can talk about the shorts now. I think it's perfect time.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, sure. Now, I think so Godzilla versus Gigan Rex is out. You can watch it everywhere. You can, you know, it's the official video is out there. The other one, I think you have to watch a bootleg of it. It's not like it came out, but they didn't put it on the like Toho YouTube page. If you want to see it, you got to watch somebody else's like rip of it, which is annoying, but you can still watch it. So I don't even know which one to start with. They're both so good.
And I'm gonna ask you an impossible question in a bit, but let's go Gigan. I know, right? The answer's no. Gigan Rex, the animated, you know, it's the follow-up to G versus G, you know, on the Jim Stone YouTube channel. They partnered with Toho for the collab. It's amazing.
First of all, it starts exactly like Godzilla versus Destroya ends.
I know.
It's the same shot. And I know people were like, this is Godzilla Jr. And I'm and I was like, is it? And like, and I see why you say that, but is it? And then it was confirmed.
Yeah.
It is Godzilla Jr. So this is Heisei Gigan we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was such That made me feel so good, Jay. Yeah. Like when I found out, like, yes, this is the Godzilla Jr. from the end of Godzilla vs. Destroyer. I was like, listen, Godzilla vs. Destroyer came out so long ago.
Yeah, 95.
And it made me, I went and I rewatched Destroyer. Mm. After I watched the short, I was like, I'm going to go watch Destroyer real quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ending of that movie after Godzilla has his meltdown and that scene with Godzilla Jr. kind of being the new Godzilla. Mm. But then that's the end of the series and you never come back. You never mm-hmm. see that Godzilla do anything. It's just, it's like a huge cliffhanger. And the fact that they went back to that and said, hey, this is Godzilla Jr. and he's insane and yeah. he's awesome. And he's going to fight six Gigans for yeah. you.
Man, maybe more than
beautiful.
That.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. When I saw the subtitle was like, it's been nearly a quarter of a century. I started doing the backwards math. Yeah. I was like, okay. And then like, then, you know, the imagery and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah. So he looked great. We got to talk about this. I love the concept of the Gigan that kind of we know and love, the blue, like the not that we know and love, but the blue version, like the one right. that, you know, we probably
classic.
We would Gigan. Know, like, we look at that and go, okay, yeah, that's it. I yeah. love it. They're just kind of like foot soldiers, like,
there's
like
a bunch of them,
the drones. Yeah, yeah. They're just like the worker bees, and he's just kicking their ass. And then Gigan Rex comes down in all of its glory. Yes, Gigan yeah. Rex is awesome.
It's weird. It's like yeah. you're showing off all these new powers. There's these like orbs that come out of the other Gigans, and he's yeah. his arms turn into these rope blades.
Oh, the saw whips are amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. So the fact that we're getting that kind of stuff, it's yeah. 2022 and we're getting a sequel to Heisei Godzilla is just like, I love so much. And we talked about this a couple episodes back whenever one of the rides came out, you know, mm-hmm. that last ride came out. The fact that they're still doing so much with Heisei Godzilla makes me yeah. feel so good. Like, because yeah. those are the best design. I guess everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that. And I love that they're doing so much with Gigan and going beyond just, you know, just regurgitating what we saw in it, either the Showa era or the Millennium with the Final Wars Gigan, and they did something totally different.
Yeah. I just hope Megalon gets three shorts.
It'll be Megalon against Godzilla, Megalon against Jaguar, and then just Megalon by himself. Against
yeah. just Lord Emperor Antonio. Day in C-topia.
Yeah, narrated by Emperor Antonio. yeah, I thought it was wonderful. The kill scene is so good. Like, he just, you know, clamps him down and does the point blank radiation breath to the face.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, I think I love the fact that Godzilla's tied to Destroyer, but I really think the wackiness of Gigan Rex stole the show. Like, yeah. I think it did. It was amazing. And a hell of a release on Godzilla Day.
I want an X plus Gigan Rex.
I know. You know Monstart's going to do something. I know Bandai already has.
But, well, there's already, but I don't think the Bandai does it. Like, I want it, but it doesn't do the design justice. It doesn't look quite as good.
I mean, it's
the Bandai, you know, it's not, I'm not saying anything bad about Bandai, but it is the like.
Yeah. I mean, it's 20 bucks, 30 bucks. Yeah. I want it like an electronic Gigan Rex. Like, I want it to like be able to do things and like whip things it'll be amazing.
I want one that actually commands an army of Gigans.
Yeah. And I want that army of Gigans to be able to give their power and their soul to it to make it even stronger. Like, come on. Is that too much to ask for?
It was awesome. It felt sort of Shin-ish, you know, it felt like Evangelion type weird shit.
Yeah,
I loved it. But then on the other side of the coin, we got the live action Gigan, which we were just talking about. And it's got some great use of miniatures.
Yeah.
And there's this really awesome shot where the action's happening way in the background, but you're panning in the foreground.
Mm-hmm.
And the action goes into a building. So then you're watching the action through like office windows. It's very cool. Like, that Gigan suit is amazing. It's so cool to. He's using his laser beam. He's using his laser. Yeah. It's so awesome, dude. I know we just sound like bumbling. We're just like, yeah, it was awesome. Because it's awesome. Gigan back and fighting Godzilla and seeing suit mation stuff. Like, That's what I want. I want more man in suit Godzilla movies, shorts, whatever. But
and done well. That's it's like it's Suitmation done well. Like, I mean, I just because I'd watched it when I went to the theater, the Godzilla versus Hedorah shorts the same way. There's some really cool shots.
Yeah.
There's some really cool, like it's a, some cool battle scenes and stuff where like they fight behind the buildings and you just see the sludge flying up. Like,
yeah.
And I think they took that, which was excellent, mm-hmm. and they took it a notch up even further yeah. with this just, one, which is a little bit better.
Yeah. Just get a different Godzilla suit for next year.
Yeah, no, right.
I just don't like that skinny ass little Godzilla. Yeah. He's like, he looks little, you know, he's like, he looks like a little mousy.
Yeah.
Thing. Like, I can't complain about seeing a live action Godzilla. I can't, but I can a little bit.
And yeah. And so I know we get him. He battled, you know, Final Wars, Hedorah. He battled a Showa Gigan. Next year, it's just going to be hell knows. It's going to be amazing.
I do have to, before we move on, I do have to call out just the scene where he disables Gigan's laser beam in his head and Gigan tries to use it and it just boom, spark. Yeah. Gigan's like, what the fuck? It's awesome, dude. It's
he had so much personality in it. Yeah. Like Gigan was like kind of a dick. Like you just hated him and like, but he was like, there was some depth to that cybernetic chicken monster from space. It was pretty amazing. And the buzzsaw scene was great. Just I thought he was, you know,
yeah, Godzilla it had really cool noise. The sound effects were really great. It sounded like he was sawing into something. It was he cuts Godzilla like in the original film. Yeah, it's great.
I was waiting for Anguirus to just run in and headbutt it.
Hey, I 100%. So at the end, you know, at the end of that live action, Godzilla's down and Gigan kind of towers over him and it slows down and he's like, fing, fing, and he's about to like, I thought Jet Jaguar was going to show. I thought kind of as a tease to next year, like the way it all kind of slows down, I was like, oh, is Jet about to just fly in and like help, you know? And I thought that's what was going to happen. But I mean, it was still amazing with Godzilla like catching his claws and then, you know, hitting him in the face. But
it was good. I loved it. So I have to ask you that impossible question. Of the two, which was your favorite?
Man, it's so hard because I want to say live action trumps everything. I want to say like the fact that it's live action, but the fact that it was a sequel to the Heisei series and we got Gigan Rex, like a new, really, I never loved Final Wars Gigan. I was like, you know what? It's cool to see another version of him, but I never really liked it. Gigan Rex is amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to the animated one today. If you ask me tomorrow, it might be the other, but I'm going to give it to animated.
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, it's a coin flip. It's like that Tom Whalen poster scenario all over again.
Yeah.
I agree. I also, I felt like I was on an island not liking the Final Wars Gigan. I thought, why would you screw the show up when it could fit in Final Wars? Like, don't do it. I would say.
But I mean, sorry. I don't feel bad about that, though, because I feel that way about like most of the Final Wars designs, they're all like sleeker and trying to like Anguirus looks like shit.
The worst. And that's coming from me.
Yeah. And so like, I don't feel bad being like, well, I don't like the guy again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like any of them really. So.
Well, I looked at this on Final Wars, the budget's the same, but you got to make 15 more monsters. So like, you know, you do the math.
Yeah.
I would say it's very close. I would probably give it a slight edge to the live action because exactly what you said. I think some of the shots were really cool and fun and different. And it like felt just like, oh my gosh, this is like, I want to see a full Godzilla film like done with this type of care and love and devotion. And to me, like, I just thought it was so neat seeing a Showa era costume suit going up against something from the Millennium series.
I
just thought that was kind of like, this is kind of feels important and kind of neat and cool. And
I agree.
So but I love me some Gigan Rex. But overall, we mentioned on the show last time, hey, it doesn't matter if nothing else happens, if we just get these two, it'll be a damn good Godzilla day. And we got them and they were both badass.
They're both awesome.
We got some more stuff,
but listen, we're all already almost an hour in here, but we're going to talk about, I mean, I know there's not a ton to really talk about, but it happened.
It happened.
Toho has announced a new live action Godzilla film that's going to come out literally less than a year from today.
I know.
No, it's going to come out on Godzilla Day next year. Did they say that it's already filmed?
I read that. I don't know if that was.
I don't know if that's a truth or if that
translation error. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. I a lot of thoughts. First thought that came through my head was, oh man, that's going to overshadow a Megalon Jaguar short.
What if there's not a Megalon Jet Jaguar short? They're just in this movie.
That's amazing. Now that might truly be too much to ask for.
That would be a lot, yeah.
So like right when this happened, obviously you're like, everybody's freaking out. I mean, hell, we haven't had a live action since Shin in Toho live action. Obviously. We
have, yes.
Legendary stuff. And one thing that I just kind of forgot was like that really long dead period between Final Wars and Shin. That was 12 years.
Yeah. So, well, like, I mean, like yeah. there, yeah. I mean, it's been, I don't know what it was like in between. So off the top of my head, I don't know, but there's big gaps in between all of the major series, you know, and I know that between, you know, like you just said, Final Wars and Shin was a big gap, but it's like, I feel like once every time you kind of get to the end of the series, you kind of have to be like, all right, well, it might be a while. You know what I mean? Because there's always these big gaps.
Yeah. Yeah, and the cool thing is like there's the gap, but at least this time we had that filled with things like the anime trilogy and Singular Point other things.
And the American
stuff. So that's the good thing. Whereas like obviously the 9 years between, you know, Showa and Heisei, nothing between the, I guess there's only 4 years technically between Destoroyah and Godzilla 2000.
That's what I was thinking. There wasn't it wasn't huge in between those two, but
then Millennium and Reiwa was 12 years between Final and Shin. So yeah, crazy stuff. I was shocked.
Are we still in the Reiwa? Is that?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I think so too.
I mean, I feel like once again, not without knowing like if it's technically is or not, I feel like we are like, I feel like it's in the same, like, you know, not continuity, but the same like grouping of films, with this very modern film. So I felt like after we got the initial news and everybody freaked out and everybody was happy, I think we started getting a little bit more info, but not a lot. And then we started getting rumored plot leaks and rumored this and rumored that, and I don't know what's real and not, but the one thing we do know that's real is they did go with Takashi Yamazaki as the director. And I, you know, I'm not familiar with a lot of his other stuff other than I know it's like award winning. And like he's, you know, very, very, very highly thought of, especially taking things like manga and anime into the feature film realm. He knows visual effects. And he's, like I said, everything he's done is seemingly, been well received critically. And I can say that what made me really happy, once I started kind of more understanding it, is he was the one that did Godzilla the Ride.
Yeah.
So that made me happy because
because it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. And I love that Godzilla.
We did a whole episode about it.
Yeah. And I love that Godzilla design. And I was thinking like, is that the Godzilla we're getting? Sign me up. I got the X Plus already.
You already got the toy.
So what were your thoughts? Like, I mean, do you think it's going to be that Godzilla? Or do you think it's going to be something different?
Well, I don't know because like I did. So, I mean, first of all, like you said, there's not enough information. Yeah. We don't know what this movie is going to be about. We don't know anything except for they came out and said it's going to be, they did say it was going to be like post World War II, right? Mm-hmm. It's like right after. So it kind of takes place. People are like, oh, is it just a remake of 54? Kind of. It kind of seems like it might be.
Or a prequel.
Prequel, sure, yeah. So we don't know. There is a big, I don't want to get too much into what it said, just because it could be complete bullshit, but I read this huge leak that was going around. Somebody claimed to know what the movie was going to be about. And if it is true, I think it will annoy a lot of people. But I think a lot of people will, I thought it sounded very interesting.
Yeah. A totally different take.
totally different if that's what they do. And you know why I can see that being true is because I feel like this era of Godzilla has been all about trying totally different takes. Like the anime trilogy, Singular Point,
Shin,
they're all fucking weird. It's all so different. So that makes complete sense to me that this would also be like, let's do something else crazy.
Yeah.
If that leak is what they go with, then I don't think we're going to get the Godzilla the Ride, because that seems too modern of a Godzilla a look. I think we'll get something a little more, I don't know, like something a little more primal, maybe.
Yep, I agree.
But I don't care what the fuck it is. I just want to know. Yeah. I just want to see it. I hope it is something like, it would be cool to see, you know, a Japanese Godzilla fighting another creature.
Yeah.
Live action. We haven't seen that. You know, Shin, you didn't fight anything. And then, like you said, it was 12 years before that we saw it. So I would be down with another kaiju in the film, but I don't know, man. I'm just excited. Like, I'm just excited it's happening. So there's not enough info for me to really go crazy on like what I think it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I think that, like Shin, at least as of right now, it's a standalone, right? It's its own thing. Yeah. But like obviously critically well received. And it's a totally different look, and Godzilla's used as a mechanism to have like kind of a bigger discussion on stuff in you in its satirical way. I have a feeling this is going to be the same way, in the sense I think Godzilla's gonna be there, but I don't think my gut is that this is going to be the goal as a standalone. I don't think it's gonna be like, we're going to start a new series of Toho Godzilla films. And, you know, I feel it's going to try to be a really well-made, and all films are trying to be real well-made, but more of a piece.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's a real movie, because they're all 100%. Real movies, but it's a little less Power Ranger-y and a little more 100%. Shin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it'll be something around the commentary of, I do believe that going in that period before 54, kind of like really kind of that early part, you know, post-World War II, right at the beginning there, and talking about that period is interesting, whether it's a remake of 54, a rethinking, a reimagining of 54, what happened before 54, right? Like from bomb to, you know, monster is first seen, like, you know, in this reimagining, was there something else there that only a small group of people knew?
Yeah.
Like, I think that because that is, you know, 54 is a couple years, you know, as Japan's trying to recover. If it's a couple, like truly like in 45, 46, 47, like there could be some really like intense, like, you know, the thoughts and think of the people that just got bombed.
Yeah.
And obviously you could time American, the Western allies and stuff in there. Like there could be some really like horrific, like intense commentary on life in that really short, just terrible period of time for the Japanese people. And it, I don't know, it could be like I could see it being just a tearjerker, just something that just, one like Godzilla 54, when you watch it, like it's so heavy, like you can't rewatch it all the time. I could see it being that, and Godzilla's in it, but it is a sad film about a really, really sad part of this human existence. So I'm really, that's where my head's at. I'm doing that more than this is going to start a new series of awesome Godzilla movies.
I agree. And I think that's a good thing if that's the way they're going. Like as soon as we found out when it was set, I was like, oh, this is bringing it back into, because, you know, like everybody listening to this knows why Godzilla was created and what he represents. But being honest, he turned into a superhero, and you know, and a lot of movies, it's just like, yay Godzilla, you know, let's get away from the bombing and the allegory and all that shit. And the fact that they're like, no, let's kind of get back into the seriousness of what Godzilla represents. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a stark contrast in a positive way to those popcorn flicks that is legendary, right? The MonsterVerse. Yeah. Like, and I think it'll be, and that's a good thing. I mean, believe me,
that could be while they're doing it. Maybe they're like, hey, you know what? America's taking care of the like hero Godzilla right now. Let's let's go back to the roots over here. Yeah. Let me tell you my only concern.
Yeah.
Is how and when the movie's going to be distributed, because it was a long time before we were able to see Shin Godzilla when it came out.
Yeah.
Shin Ultraman was released
Cities. I've seen
months
it like
ago.
LA.
Yeah. But LA it came out like when did it come out in Japan? Two May. Months ago? Yeah.
No, May.
May. All right.
Yeah.
And you know, no word on when I'm going to get to see Shin Ultraman.
And I'm not going to watch the pirated version.
No, I don't want to watch a pirated either. Yeah. So I don't want Godzilla to be the same, and it's going to be, it's going to be. So I hope maybe they can figure out a way to get it distributed a little sooner to its actual release date over there, over here.
Yeah.
Because I hate having to be like, cool. Yeah. A Godzilla movie exists and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. And maybe something with that, I know with Legendary and kind of shopping around with other studios and stuff, maybe part of that, you know, there can be a rider in that contract of like helping with distribution of the Toho projects over here, which obviously, you know, Ultraman doesn't have that luxury. You know, that's not a property. I would love to see something like that where we could get it pretty darn close to the Japanese release date, like within the first month. You know, I can stay away for a month.
Yeah,
but
I can wait a week or two or three, but don't make me wait 6 months. I just want to see it now.
Yeah, but I'm expecting real heavy, not gritty, by no means. I think it's going to be, and maybe like, I'm going to say the word small, meaning like I could see it focusing on a small group of people like that are representative of that period of time in Japan, like I said, in the worst years of that country's existence. And it's going to be, I think, just a really heavy subject matter. And it could be really cool to see kind of how Godzilla represents, plays against that, plays, you know, with it. I think it could be a really stunning film based on kind of what we've seen leaked plus what I feel they're going for without knowing any specifics. I'm excited.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want all that, and I agree completely that I think that's kind of the way it's going to... I feel like when they're saying it's going to come out less than a year from now, it's not going to be long before we learn more about it. Like, it won't, you know, within 6 months, we're going to know what this movie is. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. So, yeah, that's all I can say is that we're going to find out soon.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. And I do feel a little bit bad for Jet and Megalon. I hope it doesn't overshadow them too much.
Dude,
we will do everything.
Fine.
Yeah. We will do everything we can to make sure that they don't get overshadowed.
True. We will. We'll do that. I want Megalon and Jet to team up.
Yeah.
I don't know why or what it would be, but I want them to have to team up. They just seems like an unlikely...
Yeah,
but like fun
a buddy cop
buddy
show
cop movie. Yeah. Megalon's an idiot, and Jet Jaguar's like, dude, come on, we got to do this. You know,
Jet Jaguar's like the straight man, like he is just you know, by the rules, and Megalon's just the free spirit. Oh yeah, hippie. Yeah, 100%. Spitting napalm balls at everybody. It's amazing.
Yep. There was a lot of news this week. A lot of toys. A lot of you know, real Godzilla news. It's been a good 2 weeks.
And I'm going to do everything I can to stay off Instagram this weekend because I'm going to be so mad and so jealous for all those people that are at DesignerCon, knowing all those exclusives are out there, knowing all those vendors are and toy makers are. Just the teases on Instagram are making me mad.
I know our friend Attack Peter is going to be there. He sent me a message and asked if we were going to be around, and I was just like, man, don't rub it in.
I know, dude. Oh, that guy. Oh, him and all of his awesome success and luck. Blah. Oh, no. He's that guy. His stuff is amazing. I can't wait to see what his next kind of stuff that he releases out. If he does any more stuff with Mondo or whatever from a, figure statue standpoint.
Sure,
like,
will.
There's so much cool stuff. Anyway, sorry, we get a whole tangent on
the
cool stuff that Attack Peter does. That's a whole different
part. I know 2 weeks from now when we come to record again, I'm sure we're going to have a lot more news, stuff from this weekend, whatever I'm going to have. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some cool pickups in two weeks. I've ordered some stuff. It should be here by then. Other than that, man. You got anything else?
Go watch a Godzilla movie.
Dude, go watch a Godzilla. Go watch the shorts.
Yes.
And watch Godzilla versus Biollante for sure. Check it out this weekend in memory.
And all glory to Dragon Rage.